It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Supporters of the Affordable Care Act are relieved after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the latest push by Republicans to pull the plug on the health care law. 600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans have been able to get health insurance through the ACA, either through the expansion to Medicaid or state health insurance exchanges. Laura Packard, a health advocate and cancer survivor who got insurance through the ACA, expects more legal challenges.
I mean, this is certainly a victory. People should rest easier now that we don't have to hit refresh every Monday and Thursday morning to find out if we still have health insurance. But I don't think this is done.
Republicans challenged the law in many ways, arguing it was too expensive and unconstitutional. The University of Colorado's Board of Regents Thursday voted down a resolution that would have made COVID-19 vaccinations optional for staff and students. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Backers favor a voluntary vaccination approach based on individual choice. Regent Chance Hill, a Republican from Colorado Springs, said he's been vaccinated but thinks the school should wait until the vaccines, now under emergency authorization, win full federal approval.
The crux of the issue is this is an idea of public sector, in effect, government coercion versus the notion of personal autonomy, and really echoing the whole my body, my choice sentiment we've heard in the context of other discussions.
But the chancellor of CU's medical campus says CU already mandates flu shots, and the decision was made to ensure a safe environment. The vote failed 6-3. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A former teacher's civil rights lawsuit against the Pueblo School District will go forward after a federal judge rejected the district's request to dismiss the case. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Ronald Lee, who is black, sued the district in 2019, alleging a principal discriminated against him. Lee was the only probationary teacher to not have his contract renewed at Heaton Middle School. Seven white teachers, meantime, were renewed. The principal contends that Lee underperformed and did not implement suggested changes. The judge noted that the principal changed her explanation of Lee's treatment multiple times. A jury will decide on Lee's request for monetary damages and reinstatement. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.